Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo. You feeling not so organized, maybe a little bit out of control? Well, today I'm going to talk about organization and confidence. And if you stay until the end, I have an extra point for you then as well. I was thinking about this the other day and going into like professional situations, personal situations. When I felt more confident, I'd be more organized. And whilst I've never been in a point where I've been like, I know everything that's going to happen, because we don't, right? Life's unpredictable. We can't predict everything that's going to happen. When I've gone into a situation, I felt a lot more confident. Maybe that was a job interview. When I went in prepared as opposed to less prepared, I felt a lot more confident. I remember coming back in 2014, years ago. Wow, that's like 10 years ago now. Anyway, so I went on a lad's holiday to Malia, which was fun. It was brilliant, actually. I kind of talking about it while I'm being Malia right now. Anyway, like, went to Malia, so we went there in 2014, and then I had a job interview like 2-3 weeks afterwards. And I think it was 2 weeks. I come back, I was like, I'll do a little bit of prep, just get back to feeling good as a 23-year-old. It still hit me. And then like I went here and then I went and I had a really bad interview, right? And I remember like going for an interview like 6 months later, I smashed it and I was like really on top of it. I was really organized. I did everything I could in my power and I felt super confident going into it and I got the job. And it's not about getting the job or not, but it was obviously there may be a situation where you need the job. It was about the organization I went in. And I've been into ones and I've got the job, but I wasn't, but I felt the interview didn't go as good, right? So that's an example. But also, like, as silly as it sounds, going into social situations, you can be organized. Now, don't go into like a date or just a general social situation, like being like, right, if they say this, I've got to say that. And if like they ask me this, I've got to say that, right? No, that's just going to get you in your head and not present, and people will notice that, especially if you're dating someone, right? Believe me, I've been there. Anyway, but if you can organize yourself, like, okay, here's a couple of great questions I could ask people in this situation, right? Or things I could talk about that are a bit more interesting than like, what do you do? How's your week gone, right? Thinking of better questions than those. You're gonna be in a more of a better opportunity, right? So organizing yourself can really help, right? And what I like to do is, I organize myself going into my sales calls. It's like practicing like some questions, what's going to really help people understand what's best for them. That really builds up my confidence. You know, practicing talking out loud, that can really help, right? So we say we're like, oh, I don't know what's going to happen. I'm not confident going into this, but is that just laziness? Ask yourself that honestly. You can't control the outcome. You can control your own effort though. And sometimes we're like, I don't know what's going to happen. Really? Like, in a job interview, you probably got a vague idea of the kind of questions they're going to ask you, right? If not, ask someone who's been through job interviews. If you go on a date, you kind of know what kind of questions that might come up. You don't know everything or kind of things you can talk about, right? If you're going into, like, business calls, you probably know a vague idea of what's going to come up. Right, you're just not organizing yourself. And for me, when I've organized myself, again, it's not being intense because you've got to be present, you can't predict everything, but organization has really helped my confidence in preparing myself. So I want to go into this a little bit more. So here are some simple tips, right? And first one, focus on what you want. What is it you want, right? That's always a good starting point, right? If you don't know what you want, you don't know where you're going, right? Know where you're going. The second one, what are the habits needed in order to get you there? So a job interview, every day you practice doing a little bit of research on the company you're going for, or maybe you're going to a social situations, you maybe like hang out or listen to the kind of conversations people are having, or maybe you read a little bit of a book on like social conversations and you practice some exercises in there, right? Right, and then the third one, praise yourself. Praise yourself as you're doing this, because the more you praise yourself, putting in the efforts, the more you're going to do of it. And therefore, you're going to build a better relationship with yourself as well as a result. My bonus point for this, if I had one to really add to you on organization and confidence, is role model someone. When you can role model someone, you can really build more confidence because you can take what's worked for someone else and then use it for yourself as well. So that's what I got for you today. I appreciate you for being here. You improve other people's lives by being the best you. And remember, you are in control of your own self-esteem and confidence.